It's going to be really tough travels on the 95 corridor. This nor'easter is basically going to affect the entire East Coast, anywhere from Jacksonville through Charleston all the way up to New England. We're going to be on the north side of this. But as Jordan was reporting, and right now this storm is going to linger for a while, could first start leaving the area early Tuesday morning. So there is plenty behind this. We're talking about winds, maybe gusts up to 40 to 50 miles per hour, plenty of rain. So we're in for the next 2 days for some pretty stormy weather, say the least.
Now, some of the pressure maps that I have seen just this morning have some really tight pressure gradients. That means the high winds, like you mentioned, and you've covered plenty of hurricanes and blizzards through the years. 40 to 50 mile-an-hour winds are nothing to be taken lightly.
No, not at all. And we're not talking about gusts here. This is just surface winds as it is. And right now, besides the winds, we also currently have flood watches and flood warnings up. Now, just to isolate where some of the rougher spots are going to be, folks going to Virginia Beach, heading up to 95, Norfolk area especially, coastal flood warnings are in effect. And as far as our area is concerned, the folks around Old Town Alexandria and especially the Maryland Eastern Shore really have to take notice because, as we know, those areas are flood prone. But coastal flood warnings are in effect for the Virginia Beach area, Norfolk area as well. So we really have to keep an eye on that. Again, the rain totals may reach an inch and a half, maybe 2 inches. But as this storm slowly moves out, it's going to hang around for a while. And especially if it packs a good punch, we could even be seeing more than 2 inches of rain.
Have you seen any guidance to how far this could go north? Because we are into a holiday weekend, and some folks are taking advantage of that three-day weekend for travel.
No, a great point, Ian. This is going to reach all the way up to New England as far as even the Boston Cape Cod area. So as I said, the Northeast Corridor, Mid-Atlantic area is really going to feel the impact of this storm. Breaking it down, we're almost definitely going to find airport delays. So give yourself some time, and especially with the government shutdown, give yourself plenty of extra time to travel. Expect airport delays and also on the rails. You know, when we do have high winds, sometimes Amtrak does feel the impact of this, possibly down power lines along the rails. So it's going to impact travel anywhere from Virginia all the way up to New England.
And you say this could be hanging in through at least Tuesday.
Ian, this storm could be first moving out Tuesday morning. It's going to be around for a bit. So do take a notice of the winds and possible flooding in our area.
As the old song used to say, button up your overcoat.
And hang on tight.